The House of Councillors election with a voting rate of less than 50% was an expression of the structural deterioration of the nation-state of Japan. Among them, it was the phenomenon called newly chosen team that showed the directionality of the departure from the structural crisis. Many people are interested in what this phenomenon is and what will happen. And various commentaries are beginning to appear in the media. It seems to me to be out of place in general, so I would like to present my views on participating in this phenomenon. Of course, this is my own opinion, and it should be different from Mr. Taro Yamamoto's, and by no means, it is by no means representative election team. First of all, this document is published without showing it to anyone of the newly elected team. First, I would like to write down why I became a candidate for the upper house election. Originally, I showed a deep interest in Mr. Taro Yamamoto's actions after the nuclear crisis and focused on the political actions, but it was not that he was a supporter. 3 years ago, at the 2016 House of Councilorial election, Mr. Yohei Miyake's election FEs was held, and I did not remember how it happened, but I decided to give a support speech. At that time, Mr. Taro Yamamoto also came and remembered to greet and shook hands, but it was the last time I had met, and I had never made contacts. At the time of the Higashi Matsuyama mayoral election, we would like to have you support Representative Tomoko Abe, and when I attended the meeting held at the House of Representatives House of Representatives greetings, I met with the office of Taro Yamamoto and supported the election. He told me that he would come to me and said, "I'm happy to come as an entertainer because I'm going to do an election like a performing arts activity, but it wasn't very meaningful, so I didn't come. If it comes down to something like this, I am sorry that I should have come as a politician." By the way, on June 14, 2019, Mr. Yamamoto suddenly received an email and said, "I would like to hear about policy. I will take the house of Higashi Matsuyama and move to the back of the mountain in Nagano Prefecture," and I was in the midst of that work. But I knew that he would set up a new political group. "Let's reply, we sent you a possible date." Then, on 16th, there's a reply that we cannot adjust the schedule by all means. And by the fact that it is, in fact, in the email, it is a purpose of the summer election, the purpose of holding it as a candidate, it was written. At that stage, I didn't even know when the House of Councillors election will be, so I was surprised to hear that it was likely to be July 4th, and I had no choice but to hear the story. So on 18th made time to meet Mr. Yamamoto, so I talked about my basic idea. I understand the modern era as the slow dismantling of Japan's national nation system, which was established by the Meiji Restoration. This system is centered on the capital production system created in the UK and the national army created in France. And in order to integrate the two while functioning, school education, civil liberties, parliamentary democracy, etc., I believe that was established. The political guiding principle of this nation-state is therefore, rich country militia. This principle has been reworded as economic growth, and is still alive. And the Abe administration is trying to reproduce rich country militants in an explicit manner. However, the system has become non-functional in many ways, including modern problems such as accumulated government bonds, central bank expansion, pension and medical system failure, school dysfunction, political distrust and turnout, economy, the decline of the population, the declining birth rate, etc., must be understood in a unified manner as an expression of the decline of the nation-state system itself. However, it has been proved that the policy of managing them rationally and systematically by human reason does not work by the disastrous experiment of socialism of the 20th century. Therefore, I think that the current situation is that I do not know what to do. My response to this is, protect the child. Whether it's ant society or a bee society, its goal, or the principle of its operation, is to protect the children, otherwise they would have long been dead. It is the same for humanity, and the principle of human society should be to protect children. Forgetting that, I think that it is a mistake in the first place that the adult performs the politics of the adult by the adult for the adult and disputes the profit distribution between the adults. Therefore, the answer is to protect children from rich country strong soldiers. I think that the specific policy and institutional issues are not meaningful unless the principle is changed. We need to make every child eat full stomach, prepare a place to sleep in peace, and create a state that is not threatened by parents, teachers, or anyone. All the talk should be after that. Therefore, I am not particularly against the policy that the new election team is thinking. Well, I think it's okay with any policy. However, as the overall direction, the Abe government and the LDP are completely opposed to the strong country line that the LDP seeks. And it seems that the newly elected team is closer to the direction of protecting children than the existing political parties. Think, I talked about something like this. After that, he asked Mr. Yamamoto if it would be better to have such a person as a candidate. He resonated with a need to change this political principle. At least, that seemed to me. And he said that if I'm against each policy, it's okay to say it's against. Also, I asked why I thought that I wanted to support me who I had never met before. He wanted the candidates for this election to be among the parties to the various issues, and I was the first party because I am a party to the cross-dress. And secondly, I saw my writings and articles on the internet and used them as a great reference. In addition, I heard that I would like to hear more of my philosophy of protecting children and think that I want them to appear more and more. Upon hearing that, I decided to seriously consider a candidate. And then, I talked about the election campaign focusing on horses and music that took place in the Higashi Matsuyama mayoral election. And I would like to hold an election that is not like that election, but still say that it would be fine. After that, we specifically negotiated, including the administrative office, what it costs and how much it can be done without touching the public office election law. In addition, Mr. Kazuo Hara, a world-class documentary filmmaker, also said that he would like to make a film if Anhui goes into the election again. In addition, I asked if I could not work at a meeting made up of only parliament, etc. Although I was not very good at the meeting and it was painful even at the teaching meeting. Then, I intend to establish a person who needs 24-hour nursing care. It was later found to be Mr. Eiko Kimura, and the new team will prepare an environment where such people can work, so I will manage the meeting allergy somehow it was. After all the negotiations were completed, it was June 25th when I was elected to work, and it was decided to hold a press conference on the 27th. The election is already in front of you. From the above exchanges, I concluded that Taro Yamamoto's new team was not a so-called party. Political party, mentioned here is the common purpose of clarifying the purpose in the form of platform. Fighting the election with some policy and gaining seats and aiming to realize the platform. It is a group that you have. As a matter of fact, the only party that properly fits this definition would be the Japanese Communist Party. For other parties, people who think that they would like to be elected to the election come together. Think about various ways to get votes, presented as a platform or policy, not too much. Even so, it is necessary to pretend that the candidate cannot profess that he is opposed to the party's policy, and a big problem arises in setting up a political idea unrelated to the platform. Moreover, often in the way of elections, the supporting organization is in control and the candidates tend to move accordingly. However, it seems that the new election team is willing to put up the political philosophy of protecting children and may say that it is against the policy. Moreover, the election itself was also about what kind of election I would like to do. This is no longer in the form of a political party. One of the reasons is that from April 1st, A small staff member of Yamamoto Taro's office can do something impossible, such as making it possible to make a political party in a Russian construction. There are circumstances such as we have to have 10 candidates in order to obtain qualifications as a confirmation group, and we are busy with a huge amount of paperwork and fundraising for that purpose. And we cannot decide whether it is a policy or an election method. It is, however, I felt that more than that, Taro Yamamoto's own organizational management philosophy was reflected. The procedure-oriented attitude itself, which solidifies things with ticks, is violent. Because even things that are meaningful in nature can be excluded if they are not convenient to the procedure. Then, I recognize that it is the pathology of the modern society that meaningful things are excluded and only nonsensical documents are accumulated. Mr. Taro Yamamoto also felt that he absolutely hated that pathology. About the day before the election began, there was a call from Mr. Taro Yamamoto. It was the confirmation that there was information that some magazines had a comment that I harassed students when I was a graduate student, and that somebody was moving. I laughed with my belly. After all, the graduate students have no authority over the students, and in the 2 years I have been in graduate school, they read desperately, reading books, papers and materials, writing papers, and being bothersome. It was because she was out in love pilgrimage, so I could not afford to harass students. And it's more than 30 years ago. After hearing that the first voice of the announcement day was Shinjuku, Taro Yamamoto said, "I have not decided yet. I haven't been there until now." I laughed. I said, "It's wonderful. The grandchild of Sanju has a concept of intangible. It's a state of, I have not decided anything, and if I don't decide what to do, the enemy cannot read this intention with any good commander or any spy." Is saying, intangibles are the strongest, I said. He laughed further, saying, "It's amazing. I'm going to be intangible." Yoshihiko Amino, who was the master of Japanese medieval history, sought the root of freedom in Japanese society and reached the concept of unrelated, claiming that the unrelated principle was working in human society. In my opinion, the principle of kinship is the universal sense of humanity that it is natural to cut off the edge of human relationships, that is, when the edge has become a rotten edge. By operating this principle of independence, human freedom can be secured and the qualitative deterioration of people's relationships can be prevented. The principle of this connection becomes less visible if the edge is fluid, and as it is fixed, its operation is also visualized, and it takes up a specific space such as the connectionless place. One example is that Amino is seeking Fujiriji, where marital relationships disappear when women rush into it. And furthermore, a human being who is possessed of this principle of indifference is called an indifferent person. A relative is a person to whom the rules that apply to ordinary people do not apply. Omeno mentions, for example, people such as white clappers, monks, and singers who directly interact with very high-ranking persons such as the emperor and the emperor. Because they are unrelated people, they are allowed to speak directly with people of high status, something that would never be tolerated if they were of a related person. This indifferent principle cannot be recognized in the modern state. The law is equally applicable to any place and anyone. The principle of indifference seems to no longer hold your breath. However, it is impossible to do so as long as the principle of independence is the principle. Those who are struggling with oppression applied uniformly seek out the presence of their relatives. For example, the puppet of Futon and the fooling fishing journal caught the mind of many office workers because the main character of such a movie is the non-related person of today. Alternatively, the longtime leader of the Japanese television industry, Matsuko Deluxe, a girl dresser, is demonstrating its unmatched power coupled with its variant. I am a believer of this indifferent principle. Please see my work for the exact theoretical background. I think that this unique principle gives us the power to defeat the repression of modern society. Mr. Taro Yamamoto sometimes describes himself as stray dog, or the linger of Nagata-cho, but I think this is because he is aware of his own indifference. By the way, at the stage when I accepted this support, the only candidates were Taro Yamamoto and Toru Hasweek. I wondered what to do with the other seven, but I was not able to fill it up, but I was harassing. But I was determined to be slapstick just before the public announcement day. Each of them had a completely different color, and I lined up with a tongue. This was clearly a gathering of unrelated people. Mr. Taro Yamamoto has always mentioned liveliness in his speech and has continued to say, if everyone lives, that's fine. In order to break through this modern sense of obscurity, it is necessary to have a principle that has nothing to do with it. And Lee Iwa Shinsengumi embodies this principle of unrelatedness. And candidates including Mr. Taro Yamamoto and I were gathering of unrelated people. I believe that this was the basic driving force of the new team's breakthrough. It is not a left-wing populist party, etc. It is not a party, a left-wing, or a populist in the first place. The so-called Shinsengumi is a gathering of unrelated people whose unconnected energy is opening up a windhole in a bounded world where it's clogged up and obstructing humans. I think people are gaining support because the air is blowing air from the air hole and it is possible to breathe.